to BTD. Today we're downtown at the corner of Winslow and Main, where, as a way of getting better acquainted with our viewers, we're giving away free lunches, hot dogs and lemonade. Nice, huh, Connie?
Oh, it sure is. I can't remember when I've had so much fun.
You mean the stuff is free?
Absolutely. Here, take some for your friends, too.
Thanks.
That's right. It's all free, all day long, and everybody's welcome. And at the end of the show, we're going to have a drawing for an incredible grand prize. So come on down.
Mr. Walton, Miss Kendall, what on earth do you think you're doing?
Hi, Eugene. Didn't you hear about the BTV free lunch giveaway?
You don't mean that you're actually making these food items available to mere passersby at no charge whatsoever?
That's right.
But, Mr. Walton, are you or are you not familiar with the popular proverb, there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Yes, I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Well, as a student of economics and a BTV program consultant, I feel compelled to raise an unavoidable question. Who exactly is underwriting this frivolous media bash?
Translated, who's paying for all this?
Oh, Grace, Eugene.
Grace? Grace who?
Not who. What?
What?
Exactly. And we'll find out all about this, Grace, when BTV returns in just a moment.
Hot dog, Eugene?
Surely you jest. Hold the mustard.
Welcome back to BTV, where today's theme is God's free, unmerited, and completely amazing grace. What is grace? Well,
Genesis 6, verses 7 and 8. Then the Lord said,
I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
What I just found, dear. Grace, right in the Lord's eyes.
That's nice. Now hurry up and get on the boat.
Yes, dear.
Grace, a favorable disposition on the part of God, usually without reference to any merit or desert in the object of the favor, and especially in the New Testament, even when the object is entirely lacking in merit or desert.
Ooh, did somebody say desert?
That's right, and it's on the house.
Well, that's what grace is all about, dessert on the house. And all you have to do is come and get it, like these free lunches.
Free lunch? Pshaw. I always say you get what you pay for.
Precisely. And that's not to mention the sheer wastefulness of this outrageously irresponsible misuse of hard-earned program funds. Hot dogs don't grow on trees, you know.
Lemons do.
Lemons indeed. Pshaw.
Oh, momentary grace of mortal men, which we more hunt for than the grace of God.
Say what?
I think he said that we care more about the things people do for us than the things God does for us.
Oh.
And now, it's time for...
A story from Bernard.
Once there was a farmer who had two sons. The older one, Ezekiel, was diligent, loyal, obedient, hardworking, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
I'm a regular Boy Scout, yeah.
But the younger one, Jacob, wasn't exactly thrilled about his way of life.
No phone, no lights, no motor car, no BTV.
As is customary in farming communities, the father planned to divide the farm between the two boys when they came of age.
Half for you and a half for you.
Which naturally pleased Ezekiel.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
But was less appealing to Jacob.
Ach, the bummer!
You see, Jacob's dreams and aspirations had nothing to do with plowing and harvesting and barn raising. His ambition was to go to Hollywood and get involved in the show business.
Ultimately, of course, I am wanting to direct.
So one day he said to his father,
It is now I am needing my half of the farm, hokey dokey.
But as soon as Jacob had received his portion of the property, he turned around and auctioned it off to the highest bidder.
Sold! To the man in the long beard and black hat.
Oh, that's me.
That's me. He said long beard and black hat. Me!
Then he took the cash and bought a ticket to the West Coast. The relatives were scandalized, of course.
He's a von for shunning.
For sure. I do enjoy a good shun.
But Jacob didn't care. All he could think of was the glamorous life ahead of him.
Swimming pools, movie stars, and that early May. Woo-hoo!
It was the beginning of an adventure that would change his life.
And now it's time for Did You Know?
In music, a grace note is a note which is not strictly necessary to the melody, but is added as an ornament or embellishment.
How melismatic.
Well, you know it now, and don't you forget it.
And Jesus spoke this parable, saying,
what woman, if she has 10 silver coins...
7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, joy! 10 silver coins. Pretty good, huh?
Yes, dear.
And loses one coin...
Let's see. Better count them again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. What? Only 9?
Does not light a lamp and sweep the house.
Abner! Abner! Light the lamps! Get the broom! Rent the metal detector! Turn this house upside down if you have to! I want that coin!
Yes, dear.
And search diligently until she finds it.
Search and rescue, ma'am. You called?
You bet your sweet mazooka I did. I had 10 silver coins here, and now one of them's missing. Mm-hmm. Nobody leaves here until I find it.
Yes, ma'am.
And that goes for you, too.
Yes, dear.
And when she has found it...
Well, what do you know? It's right here in my apron pocket. It's been here the whole time. You should have told me, you schlemiel.
Yes, dear.
Then she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying...
Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.
Hooray!
That means you too.
Yes, dear.
In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Hooray, dear.
Greek charis, translated in Latin as gratia, which is the root of the following English words: grace, grateful, gratitude, gratuity.
Nathaniel Graham here with the BTV New Testament Newsflash. Religious leaders today reported that the popular teacher, Jesus of Nazareth, has been seen partying with sinners and tax collectors. We asked the disreputable Roman collaborator Matthew, alias Levi, host of this controversial soiree, to comment.
What business is it of theirs who I invite to my party?
But Mr. Levi, a rabbi, a godly guy, hanging around with the scum of the earth?
Hey, I resemble that comment. Besides, Jesus said,
those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Yeah, guys like me. So there.
Well, there you have it. Jesus seeks out the people who need him. This is Nathaniel Graham for BTV New Testament News. We'll be back with late-breaking developments as they occur.
All right, Iscariot, down from the chandelier.
And now, back to Bernard's story.
Jacob arrived in Los Angeles and hitchhiked to Hollywood.
Ah, how fast the horseless buggy stole.
Hey, get off of the freeway. What are you, nuts?
Eventually, he reached his goal. Sunset and Vine, heart of the fabled and glamorous entertainment capital of the world.
How you doing, pal? Spare any extra change?
He asked some of the friendlier locals for directions.
Please, can you help me to get into the industry?
Yeah, you good with a wrench?
Excuse me, but where must I be going to become a famous director?
Look, I saw what country to get your business right, and give a gold as a favor that you know.
Obviously, it wasn't easy at first, but Jacob had lots of money from the sale of his portion of the farm, so it didn't take him long to find a posh apartment a couple of blocks off the strip.
Here are your bags to your room, sir. Breakfast at 8.
Yeah, but ultimately I'm wanting to direct...
After that, it was simply a matter of frequenting the right clubs.
Who's the clown in the suspenders and black hat?
Playing the big spender.
Another round of pickle beats for everybody.
Networking with the right people.
Yeah, well, I got this job as a waitress, but actually, I've been doing some extra work with the studios. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I do lots of extra work. Churning the butter, feeding the chickens, you know, but ultimately, I'm wanting to direct.
And writing his first full-length motion picture script.
The working title is An Amish in Paradise.
Yeah, it's been done, kid.
As long as the money held out, life in Hollywood was pretty good. But it wasn't long before Jacob had spent his very last dime.
And stay out, you bum!
What about breakfast?
After that, it was the street for him. No home, no family, no friends, and not a penny left to his name. Never in his life had Jacob felt so completely alone. Welcome back to BTV, where we're giving away free lunches and talking about God's grace. Lavish, unexpected, extravagant, and unearned. Come on down and sign up for the grand prize drawing at the end of the show.
Mr. Walton, I don't wish to repeat myself, but I must remind you that there is no room in the budget for a grand prize drawing.
You just repeated yourself.
But...
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians 2, verse 8.
And now, it's time for Did You Know?
In Proverbs 4 and 9, the Bible compares grace to a jeweled necklace or a garland of flowers. It says that wisdom will place on your head an ornament of grace.
Nice necklace.
Thanks. Goes with my shirt. Hey, nice ornament.
Thanks. Goes with the eye.
Well, you know it now, and don't you forget it.
And now, back to Bernard's story.
Alone and penniless on the streets of Hollywood, Jacob found shelter under a freeway overpass.
Hey, that's my spot. You just want to move over?
Yeah, but ultimately I'm wanting to direct.
During the day, he spent a lot of time making connections at the gate of one of the major studios.
And stay out, or I'll call the cops. Man, I am totally not kidding here.
One afternoon, he was approached by a seedy-looking character.
Psst. Hey, Bunny. On a job on a sitcom?
Ah, yeah. Are you not kidding? As director, producer, writer.
No. They need people to sit in the studio audience and laugh at the jokes.
Laugh?
Well, it wasn't exactly what he'd been looking for, but Jacob was desperate. He took the job and gave it his best effort.
Take my wife.
Please.
After about a week of this, it suddenly hit him.
Yeah. Just like my mother-in-law.
Oh, even my father's jokes are better than these. And my brothers, too, not to mention Uncle Zebediah, the church elders, and Grandmama Stoltz's. Maybe it is time I went back to the farm.
The more he thought about it, the more he liked the idea. But then he remembered.
Ach, I cannot go back. I have shamed the community. They will shun me. First the shame, then the shunning. Never will they allow me to return. Oh, anything is better than this. My father, maybe he will be letting me sleep in the barn.
So he wrote the folks a letter telling them he was coming home. Then he bought a bus ticket, prayed for the best, and headed for home.
Gratis, gratify, gracious, graceful, ingratiate, and that's not to mention the Spanish, gracias.
Hooray!
Nathaniel Graham here for BTV New Testament News with an update on the party at the home of Levi.
We interrupt this BTV New Testament News Flash to bring you yet another BTV New Testament News Flash. This is Mandy Strasberg at Simon's Vineyard, a grape growing concern located just outside Jerusalem, where police have been called in to suppress a potentially violent confrontation between labor and management. Let's move in closer and see if we can find out what's going on.
Unfair, but we worked all day long out in the hot sun.
Yeah, and all we got paid was one denarius.
One denarius.
Oh, here's the owner now. Mr. Simon, excuse me.
Yes?
What was your original agreement with these men?
One denarius for a day's work.
I see. That sounds fair.
Yeah, but you paid this other guy a denarius, too, and he only worked 1 hour. Do the math.
Friend, did you not agree with me for a denarius?
Well, sure, but...
Then take what is yours and go your way. What do you care if I wish to pay this last man the same amount I paid you? Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money?
Well, yeah, but...
I don't know about you, but my questions have been answered. This is Mandy Strasberg, signing off for BTV New Testament News.
Well, we don't have to like it.
Yeah, we don't have to like that.
Then lump it.
And now it's time for a BTV...
Blast from the Past!
Joining me today from his cell in the Bedford Jail via our Blast from the Past time warp camera is Mr. John Bunyan.
Hmm? Oh, hello there.
First off, how's Babe the Blue Ox?
That's Paul Bunyan, a mythological figure from the 19th century America. I'm John Bunyan, a real person, 17th century tinker, author, and itinerant preacher in Britain.
Oops. Sorry.
It's okay. I get that a lot.
So how's it going in jail there?
Oh, not too bad, really. I've got plenty of reading to do, my Bible and Fox's Book of Martyrs. I'm also trying my hand a bit at writing, something I call the Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah, that is, when I'm not too busy making shoelaces to support my family, you understand.
But how did you end up in prison?
Just couldn't stop preaching the gospel, even though the authorities told me again and again to cease and desist.
You have a family to support, and you wouldn't stop preaching, not even to avoid going to jail?
Like I said, I couldn't.
But why not?
God's grace. You see, at one time I thought I was the wickedest person on earth. I thought God couldn't possibly love me. But then he opened his word to me and showed me that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. It changed my life. About that, you see, I simply could not remain silent. And so, here I am.
I see. Well, this has been a BTV blast from the past.
Connie?
Yeah?
How about a pair of shoelaces?
Sorry, Velcro.
Ah, rats. I get that a lot, too.
And now for the conclusion of Bernard's story.
It was late afternoon when Jacob arrived at the bus station.
I hope they have been getting my letter. Oh, dear, what will I do if they should not let me stay?
He hoisted his pack on his back and started walking. It was almost dark by the time he reached his father's farm. There wasn't a soul to be seen in the fields or out in the barnyard.
Where can everyone be? I see not even a single light in the window.
He knocked at the door, but no one answered.
I knew it. It's the shunning for sure. I'm the surly son who is surely shunned. Wait a minute, it is unlocked.
Jacob opened the door and stepped inside. The house looked dark and empty. Timidly, he walked down the long, empty hallway and up a narrow staircase until he reached the door of the large room where his father used to hold church meetings. He tried this door, too. And
surprise! Welcome home!
But what?
Oh, Jacob, my son, you have come. You have come home at last. Oh, I'm so glad.
Instead of being shunned, I am being stunned. What is this, father?
Oh, it is a party, naturally.
But I am not worthy to be called your son. I squandered my inheritance. I shamed you and the community. Let me sleep in the barn.
Oh, you think I care about any of that? It is just so good to have you home. Come in.
Oh.
To celebrate, I have bought you a new hat. See?
Ooh, nice shade of black. But what about the relatives?
I fired those relatives. Here. Have some chicken, have some pie, have some ice cream.
And so Jacob came back to the last thing he would have expected, the biggest welcome home party anybody had ever seen in the whole of Lancaster County. And if his brother Ezekiel wasn't exactly happy about it at first.
Papa, why are you never giving me a party?
It was only because he hadn't yet learned to appreciate the depth of his father's love.
Ezekiel, do you not understand? We had to have a party. Your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found.
Yeah, and loving it. Hit it, boys.
Well, that just about brings us to the end of our show, except for one last very important item of business.
Mr. Walton, please.
I'm talking, of course, about the grand prize drawing. Ah. Connie, do we have a winner?
Yep, we sure do.
I beg you to reconsider.
May I have the ticket, please?
Mm-hmm. Remember, waste not, want not.
And the grand prize winner is Eugene Meltzner.
What? Me?
Eugene,
yeah?
You've just won an all-expenses-paid vacation to Hawaii for an entire week.
Hawaii? But, well, that's very generous, of course. I don't know what to say. I still want to know who's paying for all this.
Don't worry about it, Eugene. It's coming out of my own account.
Your account? But, Mr. Walton...
Uh-huh. It's part of my personal investment in the show. And I just want you to know how happy I am that you won the prize. Of course, I would have been a lot happier if it had been Connie or Nathaniel. Or...
Well, that's all for today, folks.
Be sure to join us when BTV returns.
Aloha!
And me without my ukulele.
Thank goodness.
Hey, can I go with you?
Did the story Bernard told about Jacob seem familiar to you? Well, if it did, it's probably because it's an adaptation of one of Jesus' most famous parables, the prodigal son, found in Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. If you ever feel like God couldn't possibly love you because of your sins, read this story. It's a wonderful example of how God loves us and of the incredible matchless gift of grace he bestows on us. Well, that's it for now, except to say that if you'd like to write to me for any reason, I'd love to hear from you. Just send your cards or letters to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, ask about how you can get your own cassette copy of today's episode. It's called BTV Grace. That address, once again, is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. BTV Grace was written by Jim Ware and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Dave Madden, Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, and Will Ryan. Sound designed by Todd Bastide. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.